A year-long investigation by New Jersey Public Radio finds millions of dollars have been spent on settlements involving local police officers, sometimes for brutality or unjustified shootings. But reporter Sally Herships discovered it's not just civilians bringing the lawsuits. More often, it's police officers suing their own police departments, and the cost to taxpayers is steep.
Take the case of Cassandra Smith. She worked for the Camden Police Department for 20 years, and she was the first woman there to be promoted to captain. That same day, she was assigned an unmarked car. She says she was so excited, she went out to the parking lot to take a look at it.
I opened the car door, and just so happens, just the way the interior light illuminated the inside of the door pocket, and there were approximately 3 bags of crack cocaine in the door pocket.
Smith says someone planted the drugs because they were angry a woman was going to be captain.
How are you feeling at that moment?
Just disbelief. Disbelief. This is big league. It's hardball. Possession of cocaine is a criminal offense. I could have very well not just ended up being terminated, but could have virtually ended up in jail.
Smith says that was just the beginning. After a series of similar incidences, conflicts and changes in command at the top, she ended up suing for sexual harassment and discrimination. Her case was eventually settled for $165,000. People involved with the case say it wasn't so simple. There were accusations on both sides, and it's difficult to sort out the entire story. We found cases like Smith's across the entire state. Cops accusing cops of harassment, retaliation, discrimination, and a lot of the cases were murky. But one thing that is clear is these lawsuits are expensive, and no one is trying to fix the problems that are causing them.
Is there recourse for officers in your situation besides lawsuits?
If there are, I am not aware of what the recourse would be.
Between 2009 and 2012, it cost taxpayers $19.5 million for cases where civilians sued the police. But there were a whole lot more cases of police suing the police, and the price tag is higher, $29 million. Smith's only alternative would have been to go through internal affairs. But in a problem you would expect to see only in a movie, turns out internal affairs answers to the chief of police. And Smith says her problem was with the chief. Antonio Hernandez is president of the National Coalition of Latino Officers. He says he hears about cases like Smith's all the time.
I once had a lieutenant joked with me and said, you know, if internal affairs walks in here right now, tells you to dress in a pink tutu and put on a dance, you better put it on because if not, you'll be fired.
Hernandez calls the problem chief's gone wild. He says internal affairs should be monitored by the county or state, but it's not.
I didn't like something he said 10 years ago, so now I got him. I mean, it is absolutely incredible, the things that take place.
Kathy Elston used to be an officer. Now she's a lawyer. She's representing Michael McCracken, an officer with the Bloomfield Police Department. He's also a decorated Iraqi vet and was accused of skipping work when he says he was serving in the military. The charges were dismissed within just a few months, but Elston says the detective who ran the internal affairs investigation had a list of officers he had a grudge against hanging in his office. She sent me a picture of the list, and McCracken's name is on it. Sergio says the list is from an unrelated union dispute, and he didn't even write it. Now he's suing to clear his name. Sergio says there are too many lawsuits, and Elston says internal affairs needs oversight.
It costs the town a lot of money. I just want a fee application for over $200,000, and that's just what they have to pay me. That's not what they paid their own lawyers to do it. For what?
The costs from these lawsuits are typically covered by insurance, and like any insurance policy, the cost of premiums is related to how much is being paid out. Egg Harbor, a mid-sized town in Atlantic County, has paid out for 9 of these lawsuits over a 4-year period, and its premiums have gone up by more than 70% during the same time. Dave Grubb is executive director of the Municipal Excess Liability Joint Insurance Fund. It's part of the government's insurance system. He says many of these cases are petty.
There was at least one case that we traced back to 2 individuals who couldn't get along because of some schoolyard fights that they had had probably when they were in the 3rd or 4th grade.
Grubb says these cases are wasting millions of dollars. part of the problem comes down to the way police are hired and promoted. That's according to John Shane, a professor at the John Jay College of Criminal Justice and a former captain in the Newark Police Department. Shane says bad police departments can be run like kingdoms, where loyalty is valued over ability. He says that, plus an out-of-date draconian rule book, causes problems.
In the hands of an autocratic manager, that rule book can become oppressive, and I can use it any way I see fit, because there's a rule for everything. And I know that I'm going to be supported on the inside by my bosses. So I just then open up the page and find you without your hat, your shoes aren't shined, you're 3 feet out of your sector, and I'll charge you for it. And so goes the wheel of internal justice in the police department.
Another reason for the problem is most police departments don't pay settlement costs out of their own budgets. That's according to Joanna Schwartz. She's a professor at UCLA who studies lawsuits involving police.
There is no financial pressure on those departments to take proactive measures to reduce the numbers of settlements and judgments.
Unlike in the business world, where if there's an expensive problem, management is under pressure to fix it. But no one in New Jersey even seems to be tracking the costs of these cases. The Attorney General's office, which oversees internal affairs and writes the internal affairs policy for the state, says it is concerned about the issue, but it only addresses police conduct that leads to lawsuits from the public. It says the lawsuits brought by police should be addressed by the municipalities. But the insurers oversee settlements for many towns, and some of them don't track the costs of these cases at all. I asked the state comptroller's office if it keeps track. It said no. And these lawsuits can lead to countersuits and appeals. Schwartz says police departments should be tracking them. If an officer has a problem with a colleague or a civilian, departments could use the data as an early warning system. But she says most police departments don't even know how many lawsuits are opened against an officer.
The next incident or the next interaction that that officer has with someone could become that high-profile case. So if you're interested in resolving little problems before they become big problems, it's very important to assess that information in a proactive way instead of waiting for the next catastrophe.
Everyone I spoke with outside New Jersey state and municipal government believes the internal affairs system needs reforming. But at this point, no one at the state level seems to be paying attention. Meanwhile, the lawsuits and settlements keep coming. For WNYC, I'm Sally Herships.